The next time you groan over that pile of sneakers that has accumulated in the corner of your home, remember that one person's pile is another person's muse. At least it is for artist Ellen Nelson. Her oil paintings take piles of shoes, bugs, and even animal parts and turn them into vivid portraits. WMUK's Aaron Williams talked with Nelson, whose work will be on display tonight at the Park Trade Center.
What do platform sandals, moths, grasshoppers, and pig snouts have in common? All of them are prominently featured in the oil painting collages of Ellen Nelson, a local artist who has a flair for clutter, in a good way.
It's kind of random. I start with a few things like in the middle. For the organ one, I started with the two hearts, and then I think, okay, well, what next? What would look good around that? Oh, how about a big intestine? And then, you know, there's this space underneath here. Spaces kind of just materialize, and then I put things that are the right color, things that are the right size, kind of just fill it up, try to make it uniform.
Born and raised in Kalamazoo, the 23-year-old is a newly minted University of Michigan grad who is embracing her art degree to the fullest. She spends her days painting at the Park Trade Center and working on illustrations for a children's book.
Well, originally I was going to maybe do grad school and teach, find myself a job with health insurance and the whole deal. But after college, I decided I wanted to just move home for a year, save some money, and paint. So I come here 8 hours a day and just put out work. And now that I'm doing that, I'm realizing I really don't want to do anything else.
The summer before she headed to school in Ann Arbor, she left her mark in Kalamazoo when she was asked to paint a mural for local business on Body Flowers. Sketching and planning such a large-scale art project was an experience that Nelson took to heart.
I knew that messing up is not an option. That's kind of like how I go into things, like, well, Ellen, you're going to do it, you know? I was pretty much ecstatic, like an ultimate summer job, you know, after high school, going into art school. And that project alone helped me improve my skills a lot.
Her undergrad years were peppered with outreach projects. She taught inmates through the Prison Creative Arts Project and also helped plan elementary school art classes for kids in Detroit. In 2012, she received an international travel grant to spend a month in Italy drawing and studying. The temperature was nearly unbearable, she says, but her skill greatly benefited.
If my first reaction is, ugh, it's going to be way too hard, that means I have to actually do it.
Nelson also uses watercolor and graphite, but is sticking to oils for her collage series, which came out of her senior thesis. It was about discrimination and how we all have more commonalities than differences.
The crowning jewel of that came out of that was this pile of organs. It was meant to show how we're pretty much all the same on the inside. I figured I would kick off a new series with the best one from the old series and continue on with a pile format, because I really like just going in and adding one thing underneath the first one, underneath the second one, and kind of just gradually filling it out.
Nelson's works are heavily saturated with color, yet retain a glossy sheen and hard, distinct details. By starting with one object, Nelson says the piles build themselves out, and before she knows it, a painting has emerged. But she says that her work goes beyond just clumping like objects together.
I've got a greater message that I kind of want to get out with all of my works. You know, it's not just aesthetics or things like that. That's kind of the drive behind each painting. And I guess that's another benefit to the pile method, you know. It's just one thing at a time. But I'll be, you know, oh, today I'm going to do worms. That was an exciting day, putting in the worms. Kind of one piece of the puzzle at a time, and it's fulfilling finishing it.
Nelson's studio is located on the fourth floor of Park Trade Center and will be open at tonight's Art Hop. For more information, visit our website. For WMUK, I'm Aaron Williams.